Hello. I'm Brian Eno. I hope you can join me for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's the Drew Bezzi Show! The Drew Bezzi Show, episode number 3, featuring, that's right, Mr. Brian Eno. Mr. Brian will be joining us today via early 90s promotional vinyl to shed some light on music and sound, the recording industry. Musicology, audience participation, all of it. We're so lucky. We got Eno, man. Got all sorts of stuff for you today. We got rock and roll. We got some covers. Let's just get started. Let's get started with the Drew Bezzi Show. Oh, you know, before I forget, I need to convey something. I haven't been expressing this correctly. So, I'm literally standing here in front of a mixer, and two Technics SL1200 MK2s with Technics headstocks and two Shure needles. And this is all being fed into my cassette recorder. So the Drew Bezzi Show is basically, I'm just playing my records. I'm mixing my records on two turntables and a mixer, and that's it. Other than my voice. I just needed to convey that so people understand what's happening here. This is recorded live, fuck-ups and all. Alright. Let's get the motherfucking show started. What's the holdup, yo?
Jamaica, 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 Jamaica. Then I'm all on all the land as he's in a fight. Jamaica, 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 Jamaica. In the hockey werden in Jamaica, in sugar werden in Jamaica, kicking a killer in Jamaica. Wenn am Mola Mola Land, das ist er erschienen.
Rasta me, Rasta you, Rasta black, Rasta Jew, Rasta Jew.
Oi!
Rasta Jew.
See, if you ask a musicologist to analyze a piece of pop music, he'll tell you what the chords are doing, what the harmonies are doing, what the melody is doing, what the rhythm is doing. He'll talk about it in terms that also apply to classical music. What he won't talk about is something that is unique to pop music, which is texture. Now, texture was never really too much of an issue in classical music because it was a finite set of possibilities. A clarinet was a clarinet and a violin was a violin. And the difference now, since the beginning of the use of electronics, is that nothing is what it seems to be and any instrument can become almost anything else. For example, you would never specify in a score electric guitar. It would be a meaningless category. Because there are so many sounds that are called electric guitar. It's all sorts of different instruments, depending on who plays it. Well, the whole of pop music is like that, in fact. It's not only a set of new melodies and new tunes and new beats and new chord sequences. In fact, it's not even very much those. Most of those things are fairly ordinary and were pretty much known about before about 1830 or something. What it is a whole set of new textures, new musical textures. And each one of those textures is a landscape of some kind. It's a sense of a place. Well, I always say heavy metal is new age for 19-year-olds, you know. Heavy metal is a place. It's not really a music in a certain sense. Like new age is not a music in a certain sense. It's an acoustic space that you enter. When you listen to a heavy metal band, what you do is drown yourself in a beautiful bath of sound of some kind. I've always thought that I was as close to heavy metal as anything else, actually, though people always say bad things about it. On the other hand, new age is like the exact opposite side of the coin from heavy metal. It's music with all the power removed. Heavy metal is music with nothing but power. It's like a musical motorbike, you know. Mm.
That was my my friend who is named David and goes by the name of Solenoid. That was his cover of Pink Floyd's Bike by Sid Barrett. It's on a nice little white white vinyl 7-inch record. Yeah. We're listening to a bunch of boiling teapots. It's by the Argentinian band Reynolds. It's a one-sided record featuring boiling teapots. Okay, so stick around. We have, not only do we have more Brian Eno in the house, we have Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass featuring Chuck D from Public Enemy coming up, but in the meantime, let's see what we can find that goes with the teapots. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Name this band and you're my special friend. We'll be right back.
for BBC Television tonight and a fresh start to the week. Let me hear you make some noise for Public Enemy!
Hi, this is Janice Wiffen. A&M's first artist and co-founder has done it again.
Serve a fitting for a king. I'm waiting for the time when I can get to Arizona, cause my money is spent on a goddamn rent. Neither party is mine, not the jackass or the elephant. 20,000 Nicky brothers in the corner of the cell block, but they come from California. Population is none in the desert and sun, with a gun cracker running things under his thumb, staring hard at the postcards. Isn't it odd and unique seeing people smile while in the heat 120 degrees? Cause I wanna, so if I celebrate it standing on a corner, I ain't drinking no 40, drink a time with a 9, till we get some land. Call me the trigger man, looking for the governor, he ain't loving you hot, but hear the trouble, yeah, he's rubbing you wrong. Get the point and come along, he can get to the joint. I urinated on the state while I was picking this song. Yeah, you better be fair, the sucker over there, you try to keep it yesteryear, the good old days, the same old ways that kept us dying. Yes, you, me, myself, and I, indeed. What he need is a nosebleed, be between the lines, and then you see the lie. Politically planned, don't understand, that's all she wrote. When we see the real side, to hide behind a vote, and they can't understand why he the man. I'm singing about a king, they don't like it when I decide to mic it. Wait, I'm waiting for the date, for the man who demands respect, cause he was great. Come on, I'm on a one mission, to get a politician to honor, or he's a goner by the time I get to Arizona.
This is going to be historic. I know it will affect other artists, and that's what some music does. You know, some musicians have a bigger effect on other artists than they do on the public, if you like. And then the work is mediated through those other artists and finally hits the public. Van Morrison is a good example of that, I think. The Velvet Underground again, a very good example. Both of those people didn't sell that many records. I remember Lou Reed saying to me, I should think I've met 120,000 people who've told me how influenced their own work was by the first Velvet Underground record. He said, do you know that record sold 30,000 in the first 15 years? But I know he's right. You know, I remember when that record came out. I remember playing it to musicians and them saying, God, this is something new, you know, really being excited by it. People are, and some people will find that they respond to this very strongly by finding out what is the situation that they want to listen to. You know, is it music that you dance to? Probably not. Is it music that you put on very loud before you go to a party? Probably not that either. It's a rather reflective, introspective kind of music, and though I don't want to tell people how to listen to it, I'm sure everyone finds their own way. I find it a music that I want to hear on my own. Thank you.
That's it for now. Till the next time, see ya.
Don't wanna be ya.
That was the Drew Buzzy Show, Part 3. You know. It was pretty cool of him to drop by. I've got to stop saying yeah. It's getting ridiculous. So, yeah, I'm still experimenting here, you know. I know there's some audio problems. I understand. What you have to understand is that I'm talking through a broken pair of headphones. Not a mic. Because basically I'm too lazy to drag my upstairs stuff downstairs to where my studio down. I have two studios, which is just stupid. But anyway, I'm going to check you guys out later, and you're going to check me out later. This is Drew Buzzy. Signing out.
This is something new, you know, really being excited by it. But it never really hit with the public until, I would say, until about the 80s.